Karel IV was born on May 16, 1316, in Prague, the eldest son of King Jan of Luxembourg and Eliska. His parents represented the unification of the Luxembourg dynasty and the Premislid royal house, which had succeeded in creating the Bohemian kingdom. The marriage was clearly one of those arranged dynastic ones. Today it might be regarded as slightly dysfunctional. Eliska was 4 years older than Jan and, according to historians, had a different idea of how the kingdom should be run according to the old Premislid way of doing things. Jan, who was often abroad on dynastic business, liked tournaments and going down the equivalent of the pub, and he apparently drifted away from his wife and was not above drifting into other women's beds as well. Parental relations deteriorated in the years after Karel IV's birth. He was initially named Václav after the country's patron saint and his grandfather. Jan of Luxembourg was also facing problems from rebellious barons. In fact, he had to make concessions to them in 1318 at the so-called Domaslice Agreement, and that deal was also a source of new marital discord between the royal couple. Things came to a head a year later when Jan suspected his wife of plotting with nobles to overthrow him and put his young son on the throne in his place. Eliska took refuge in the western border stronghold of Loket with her son. According to rumour, Jan tricked his way into the castle and later imprisoned his eldest son in harsh conditions there and banished his wife to another castle outside Prague at Mielnik. He was determined that his wife's dangerous influence over their children cease. Radek Schmid is a guide at the Loket Castle.
Karel IV, born as Prince Wenceslaus, was 3 years old when was he in prison at Loket Castle. He was imprisoned by his father, King of Bohemia, John of Luxembourg, known as John of Bohemia or John Blind. It was fine between parties of his father, King John, and party of Queen, his mother, Queen Elizabeth. And King John spent many time abroad, and Queen Elizabeth wanted John stay in country and care about state's problems.
How long the imprisonment at Loket lasted is unclear. Radek Schmid. Again,
we don't know exactly. Some sources say 2 months, some sources 11 months. It's not exactly known.
Eventually, Karel was moved to a castle near Prague, Krivoklat. He remained there until the spring of 1323, when it was decided that he would be sent to court of his uncle, the French king Charles IV, also known as Charles the Fair. The court in Paris must have probably had a great effect on the 7-year-old, and the boy was apparently a firm favourite of the French king. During his time in Paris, Karel learned to write in both French and Latin, no mean feat at a time when many nobles were still illiterate. In 1331, at the age of 15, Karel was sent to Italy to protect the territories that the Luxembourgs were rapidly taking hold in the north of the country. Early on in Pavia, Karel was the victim of an attempt to poison him, as enemies of the Luxembourgs conspired against them. The plot was put down to the powerful Visconti family from Milan. A little over a year later, Karel won an unexpected victory at Modena. He was afterwards made a knight. Karel also devoted himself to making laws and defending his beloved city of Lucca. Karel returned to Prague in late 1333, no longer a youth, but an experienced lawmaker, warrior and diplomat. And he apparently bore no grudges against the town of Loket, as Radek Schmid explains.
In year 1333, bought this castle from private owner. His father, King John, need many money to campaign in Europe. And Prince Charles, after arriving from abroad, bought this property, royal property, back to crown. And between these places was Loket Castle. And as King Charles IV visited many times Loket Castle.